Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yay!
Now, we got so much good stuff for y'all today, I don't even know where to start. But before we get to any of that, gotta say what's up to the LA crew. Heidi, Frank, and Chewy, what is up?
What's up?
Hey, guys!
Now, listen, y'all, the brat is out, but don't worry, we still got you covered. Later on, we're going to tell you how Seth Rogen is going to have to put his mom on Twitter punishment.
Uh-oh.
And we're dishing with the one, the only, Eddie Murphy about his new movie, Dolomite.
Nice.
Well, before we get to all that, Heidi, what's going on?
Well, I've got some pretty juicy scoop here. Remember a while back, we talked about Robert De Niro and how he was suing a former employee for, I think it was about $6 million for embezzlement.
Crazy.
So not only $6 million embezzled, but also accused of watching 55 episodes of Friends during a four-day work period. Supposed to be working, but catching up on
Friends.
She thought
she was on a break.
Well, that part is just hilarious.
Man.
Well, now the plot thickens because the woman who's whose name is Graham Robinson is now suing De Niro for gender-based harassment.
Jeez,
and back wages.
Crazy.
All right, you have to hear this voicemail that Robert De Niro sent to her. Take a look.
How dare you? Don't get angry with me because I'm pissed off because I didn't get a simple thing that I need for right now here out in California where I'm here for less than 24 hours. You gotta be kidding me, you little brat. You. So quit whatever you want. Damn it. How could you? You're upset. You're living in Spain. You spoiled brat.
That was actually Alec Baldwin's voicemail to his daughter.
I was confused.
Yo, even Robert De Niro's voicemails are Oscar worthy.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe we work in a different environment, but if he was your boss and you were messing up that big, you expect your boss to be pissed off.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, what's so bad about that voicemail?
He would definitely talk to you like that. Some people you know you work for. Like if I work for, what's the guy who always saying, get snakes off the plane.
Samuel Jackson,
he's going to cuss at you and say the F word. Like, it's going to happen.
Your skin will be leathery.
You watch 55 episodes of Friends.
I've had worse voicemails from my grandmother. That was on my birthday.
Really?
All right, y'all. Well, singer Billie Eilish is having a great year, but things haven't always been so great in her life. Now, the 17-year-old told Howard Stern about a date that was less than magical. Check it out.
I, like, went on a date once, and it was when I was 13, and it was at the movies, and then...
What movie?
I have no idea,
right.
And it was the day before Valentine's Day, and then he kissed me, and then he said, that was not as magical as I thought it was going to be.
Nice.
Wow.
Then he was super rich, and his butler was there the entire time, but in a different movie theater, and
right.
He took him, and he left, and I was stuck there. No one told me that they were, like, going to leave, and then...
and then.
Wow.
So even at 13, guys are a douche.
I see. Well, they're rich.
Oh, well, they're the douche.
Yeah, when they're
13,
rich.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, so we're the worst.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I still got around 13.
Well,
yeah,
I'm glad it was a date fail because, I mean, being, you know, on the radio and interviewing a person underage, I don't really
right.
want to talk about their dating. So what if it had been a great date? Oh, yeah, a guy got third base on me.
Yeah,
am I?
Yeah.
Thank God. I've never had a bad date. They've all been great, man. They
really?
Pay for the meal and everything. They're
what?
Great.
What?
Yeah, oh. I love you.
So you're the bad date then.
I'm not
the bad
date. Like, you're the bad
I'm
date.
A great date. Hello.
Yeah, but the whole idea of every date, he's like, oh, I swear, what? My wallet.
Wow.
Gone.
Not there. Thank you.
All right, I'll save you, Chewy. It's time for another...
Third Trapping with the Stars!
Yes, it is. All right, first up, we have singer and actress Catherine McPhee.
You've always loved her.
Me too.
Yeah.
Smoking, yes.
Oh,
she's
calm down.
Previously married music producer David Foster and even took his name on Instagram. Well, check this pic from her account. The caption reads, David posted this while playing games on my phone. Not sure why or how he chose it, but I'm not complaining.
Mm. Wait a second.
She has the cutest. Is that his page?
Well, but why would he
speak? No, it's on her Instagram. He had her phone. Yeah. He was playing games on it, went to her Instagram, and then looked through her photos and just posted a picture randomly for her.
That's the biggest lie I ever heard in my life. It's a selfie, for goodness sake. Like, how did he get your selfie and post it on your page?
They gotta lie better.
Oh, man.
All right, our girl Portia is showing us what she's made out of when she shared this video. Yo, Portia, just read the caption, baby. Read the caption.
Well, okay, I'll read the caption. To f*** me, you need a reservation.
Oh, Portia! Wow! Yo, that's like a 10, yo. That's a 10.
I'm calling to make reservations. There's three at our party.
Yeah. Yeah. Dinner for moi.
Is our girl thirst trapping, y'all?
Yes.
No,
Trumpet is thirst trapping.
Why did we eat that in slow motion, though?
Maybe the slow motion takes it towards thirst trapping.
That's what.
Okay, but if anything, so I think it's a new phrase. It's thirst classing, because she's classy.
Well, she is classy.
She makes you thirsty.
I thought she was going to say thirst clapping, because that ass clap.
But listen, hey, Frank, y'all.
You're classy without showing all the assy.
Now, Frank, y'all look at this. Frank, now, y'all look at her ass, honey. But I found something better on this picture, honey. Portia, go read the caption.
I stopped waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel and let that bitch up myself.
She's thirsty. Yeah.
Seriously, those are good housewives. Gotta stick that hip out, yeah.
Now, is that your tagline for housewives?
I would live for that to be my tagline.
Yeah. You don't get to pick what your tagline is?
We give them some options that we feel are relevant to our lives or whatever, but the ultimate one is chosen by them.
I stopped waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel, and I lit that bitch myself.
No, she can't do that. That is offensive to Harriet Tubman. Talking about the end of the tunnel.
Who child, y'all? The shade is real. Early this week, we talked about actress Sarah Paulson being a super fan of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, in an interview with Vanity Fair, Sarah claimed that when she met Lisa Vanderpump briefly at a party, that Lisa wasn't that nice to her and that she didn't want her to come for her on Twitter. But y'all know how it works, honey. Yes, we housewives, we find out everything, honey, especially if it has to do with shade. So Lisa did just that and went to Twitter and told her off. Well, I think in a nice way. Lisa tweeted, "I am sorry, not sure I know her. I don't believe her or remember meeting her. I tried to be nice to everybody. LOL."
Was Lisa Vanderpump the voice of Jar Jar Binks?
That was my British accent.
That sounded like the Decatur voice.
That was my British accent.
It was more like a country that like got colonized by the British.
I do not know her.
Why do you sound Dominican? Yo?
I do.
No, that is all I need. Portia trying to do a British accent. If I'm ever in a bad mood, I'm watching this episode.
I'll be happy to do your voicemail for you.
Here's where I may believe Lisa Vanderpump, because Sarah Paulson is such an amazing actress and always looks kind of different. Like, she morphs into it. Whenever she's playing a certain role, she kind of looks that way for a minute, you know, until she's going on to the next thing. So maybe she didn't know who she was.
No, this is Sarah Paulson being, everyone should know who I am. You know, Lisa's saying, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. I wasn't trying to be rude. I'm not going to worship the ground you walk on. I'm not going to, you know. But Sarah Paulson, I mean, like in season 3 of American Horror Story, very two-faced.
But y'all can tell she's being shady. I mean, Lisa's being shady. She said, I don't believe I met her. Come on now.
She hit it with the glamnesia.
She hit her with the Mariah Carey, y'all.
That's what she did, baby.
All right, coming up, poor Seth Rogen is being tortured by his mom? What the hell's going on there? We'll find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
All right, so can somebody please take Seth Rogen's mom's Twitter privileges away?
Whoa.
Oh, God. What's she do now?
For those of you who don't know, Seth Rogen's mom, Sandy Rogen.
Okay.
She's notorious online for being very personal, you know, sending out personal tweets, which Seth, by the way, has asked her to stop doing. Mom,
a little
mom,
too much information,
stop
mom.
With
please
that,
stop.
Mom. I'm a private person. Don't do that. But she recently tweeted about her sex life with Seth's dad, Mark.
Whoa.
Here's what she tweeted. Husband has a cold. Husband says kisses during sex don't have germs.
Yikes. Who kisses during sex?
Everybody who's in love, Frank.
No, they don't. Porsha, stop
people
it.
Who yes, they do.
Stop lying, Porsha.
Like, when do you kiss if not during sex?
I don't.
He's got halitosis.
So of course, that a tweet immediately took off with hundreds of retweets to Seth and replies from his horrified fans. One fan said, "Dear Seth, today is not the day to check in on mom's Twitter."
Why do y'all think his mom is doing this? Is this like payback for him doing so when he was younger?
At the end of the day, this shows where like Seth gets it from. Like, that's the type of thing that Seth would write into one of his movies.
Yeah.
You know, the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think she's doing it on purpose. I think she's that's just Seth's mom. Oh my God. Mrs. Rogan. Sandy Rogan. She's Sandy nuts. We all had that friend whose mom was like, oh, God.
Right.
You never know what she's going to say.
That's my mom.
Yeah, that's her, but that's what makes her charming. I don't think she's doing it to embarrass Seth.
Right. And you're not going to tell her what to do. She's going to follow the rules of Twitter, which is tweet whatever is on your mind, period.
Mm-hmm. Really? Oh. Mm-hmm.
But is she thirst trapping? Take a look.
Oh, no!
No. She's good.
If you want to look, you 400 like the lovely Tracy Ellis Ross, then you're going to have to follow five commandments.
All right, what are the five commandments?
That's right, the actress Honey took to Instagram to give her fans the secret ingredients on how to stay snatched. Take a look.
Five commandments for staying young. One, giggle as much as possible. Two, get your sleep. Gotta get your sleep. People say sleep when you're dead. I don't agree. Sleep when you're tired. That's what you do if you can. Drink so much water. Like, seriously. Hydrate. Four, have as much sex as possible. Sorry, Mom, but it's true. Brings out the best in your skin. And five, love with a full and open heart. You'll stay young forever, I swear.
I think I'm doing pretty well. I think I'm doing most of those things.
Heidi, I don't know if you're doing it well. If you don't snort at the end of saying, have good sex, she's like, have good sex. That's some good sex right there.
She looked like she's enjoying herself.
Yes.
I want to know what Tracy Ellis hangs out at.
So if you had to give one commandment to add to Tracy's about how to stay youthful, what would you add to the list?
Why is that a good question?
Oh, yeah.
I would say never stop going out, because the other day I was going to see Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck, and then the line to get in, and I was like, hey, remind me never to do this again. But then once I got in, I was like enjoying myself, and it was awesome, and I was at a concert.
Nice.
So never stop going out. I mean, Heidi stopped going out 15 years ago. She has the CAT scan of an 85-year-old woman.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate going out. I hate being out. I want to be home. Right. A cat, or an 80-year-old woman or a cat.
I would say hang out with young people.
Yes,
I would say that. My assistant is young. Yeah. My sister is 10 years, almost, well, she's 7 years younger than me. I hang out with her friends, and I know all the young lingo. I know all of it. Like, really? I feel young when I'm with them.
That's why on Sundays you can find me at the McDonald's play place, because I'm just trying to stay young.
Not that young, Frank.
Too young.
Don't catch a case.
I love it. Yo, up next, our man Andrew Freund sat down with Wesley Snipes and Eddie Murphy and the entire cast of the new movie, Dolemite. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, so we got our homie Andrew Freund in the house today, and we hear you got a very big surprise for us.
All right, you guys, I had the chance to sit down with some major, major star power like Eddie Murphy,
ooh,
Wesley Snipes, Mike Epps, Craig Robinson, and more about their new movie, Dolemite.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Gary.
Yes.
Mike Epps specifically asked about you, and we had a great time, but I can show you better than I can tell you. Take a look.
Yes.
Hey, you know, Auntie, I was thinking about putting out a comedy record.
Comedy? You've been a singer, a shake dancer?
It's real hard to break in. I'd do whatever it takes to get in.
I come up with a new character.
Dolemite is my name, and up, mother is my game.
Okay, I want to know if you could help me, because Dolemite is a PIMP. He's like the man. If I want to become a PIMP, what do I got to do? I need you to help me, Eddie.
I couldn't tell you. I don't have PIMP swag.
But Rudy swag.
Rudy's swag is just in the movies. When you met Rudy in person, Rudy ain't had no swag.
Well, you gotta hang out with the swagalicious.
Okay.
Right? The swagalicious people, that's where you kind of like the swag ruminates off of them like an aroma, and then it just wafts all over you. And then you gotta get your shoes. First thing, you gotta get you some platform shoes.
All right, I just got these shoes.
Yeah, you need some platform sneakers, some bell-bottom pants. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you got the taco meat on your chest. You get a crayon or something like that, and you just draw that. And a little bit of Elmer's glue.
Okay.
You know, put the taco meat.
Okay.
And then you need a fly hat.
Okay, I need
a hat.
See,
once you get the fly hat, now you almost there. Swag is in the walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all,
I like the confidence.
Yeah. Look okay. Like you're already there.
That's a good start.
Confidence, one.
We're going to change that wardrobe.
Okay. What's wrong with this shirt?
I don't think too many women going to listen to you with that shirt on.
Talk to me about being naked.
That was a stunt ass.
What?
That's a stunt ass. Quick shot. But people think that's my ass. That was my photo double, body the double's ass. Because I was too, I couldn't have a, I have daughters and kids. I couldn't have my ass. I'd feel just too, but I would feel vulnerable.
Okay.
Where's Gary at?
Gary, oh, you're a Gary fan. Gary is there, so he's gonna watch this.
Ricky Allen, what's up?
How many do you think they say in this film? What is your guesstimation?
50.
Okay, we got a 50. Mike?
100.
I'm gonna go 137 times.
Okay, that's a good guess.
I don't know how I came up with that number, but I, you know, it just felt right.
Did you have a favorite Dolomite phrase?
Dolomite is my name, and f***ing up is my game.
Okay.
Put your weight on it.
Can you do an Eddie Murphy impression?
I don't know karate, but I know I can karate chop me a mother.
Chop me a mother. Craig, thoughts on that?
C-I-L-L, my landlord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, my people, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Now it seems like these days, people are suing people for just about anything, especially companies. So a Russian man just filed a lawsuit against Apple for $15,000 after he claims, wait for it.
He wins.
That his iPhone made him gay.
Oh, really?
What now? I believe it. I believe it because you can Google anything in your hand, and he probably was watching too much gay porn and got himself turned on over there.
Well, you sent me on the right track, so here's what happens. He says he received the payment of 69 gay coins to his iPhone, which is a form of cryptocurrency from unknown sender, right? So the message said, don't judge without trying.
Wow.
I threw in a snap just because I felt
you
like
did
it was
the snap.
Yeah,
I heard the snap.
So he downloaded the suggested app, and now 2 months later, he is gay. He's in love with his boyfriend.
Yes.
And now he doesn't know how to explain to parents that he likes that Moscow
mule.
Here's
what you explain to your parents. I've always been gay. I've been, you know, sort of fighting it for a long time, but I've always been gay. An iPhone does not make somebody gay.
Oh. It doesn't help that his phone case has veins.
Well, how could it possibly make him gay?
It can because honestly.
How?
Because mine did because I didn't know.
Boy, when you started, we already said.
You were gay when you had a sidekick.
No, I did not know the phone vibrated when I sat on it, and it vibrated, and it was
Gary, how did it feel?
It was amazing, and I mean, from there.
And now he's in a relationship with his phone.
Exactly.
His phone is a mandroid.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.